But an angry stir among the chief priests in Jerusalem. The news of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead to life again angered them to the limit. They called a special meeting.
All of Jerusalem is heard by now. Lazarus raised from the dead by that Jesus of Nazareth.
He's so popular, I think the people want to make him king.
He'll be taking over all of Jerusalem if we don't stop him.
If we only had some way to arrest this Jesus, then kill him.
But not during the feast, or the people will riot.
Then, as if in answer to their evil wishes, a man appeared at the door. It was Judas. Judas had decided to join the enemies of Jesus, the priests. He would help them and hope they would pay him well.
What fortune! One of Jesus' own disciples is here. Judas, treasurer of the group.
What does he want?
He says he will lead us to Jesus if we pay him a fair amount of silver.
Do you know where we can find this Jesus of Nazareth?
How much will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you.
30 pieces of silver.
So it was agreed, 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave, to lead them to Jesus. When Jesus spoke of Judas, he said,
"It would have been better for that man if he had never been born."
How sad to think Judas knew Jesus so well, but he missed heaven and went to hell. He wasn't a true follower of Jesus. Even though he heard the teachings of Jesus for 3 years, he didn't obey. The Bible says, "Be ye doers of God's word and not hearers only." Hearing won't save us. It is what we do with God's word. Jesus said,
"I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall have the light of life."
You ask, why did Jesus have to die on the cross? Because he loved us. He died for your sins and mine. He took our punishment so that by believing in him, we could be forgiven and saved. He died and rose again the third day that we might be saved from sin and death and have everlasting life. If you want to be saved, just pray, "Dear Jesus, come into my heart and forgive my sins. I thank you for your love in dying for me and forgiving my sins. Thank you for your gift of everlasting life. Amen."